Welcome back to Bachelor Week right here on Tool Time. If you remember yesterday, Tim showed us how to shave in the car when you're running behind.
Today it's Al's turn with a look at the rough and tumble world of...
ironing.
Yeah.
Now, ironing used to be a woman's domain, but not these days.
Because they won't do it for us anymore.
More importantly, a man should know how to do his own ironing. Now, I think of an iron as just another tool. You can even hang it from your tool belt.
But you don't want to plug it in, because there's certain things you don't want ironed.
Historically, men have been ironing for ages. The first irons were made of iron, heated by fire. This iron here was developed to be heated by coal.
And then came the nine irons, your tire irons, and my personal favorite, your Jeremy irons. He's so wonderful.
All right, let's get to ironing technique. Now, I like to start with the sleeve and move on to the body of the shirt. Marv, if you want to come in here. I also like to start with a light spray from my mist button.
Let me show you how the pros do it. I'm talking about the European tailors. Chinese tailors, Hong Kong tailors, Tim tailors. Use the old gravity feed, a professional iron. Yeah. 1,000 watts, 120 volts, 275 degrees. I like a little starch in my shirt, so starch her up.
Actually, Tim, too much starch can irritate the skin.
Yep. Too much Al can irritate Tim. The iron like Al's iron will take forever. The European way, professional way. Do it quick. Steam going there. There you go.
Those under the skin ones. It's gonna come out tomorrow.
Well, maybe we can throw it a coming out party. Invite all the other pimples in the neighborhood.
Randy, you don't understand. Tomorrow night's my date with Jessica Lutz. What am I gonna do?
Send her fries and a chocolate bar. I hope she breaks out too.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Dad. I got a pimple on my nose, and I got a date with Jessica Lutz.
Come on, Brad, don't worry about it. She's a real woman. She's not gonna notice a little zit on your nose.
She's a 14-year-old girl.
You're in trouble. Big, big trouble. Hey, what works for me is a hot compress on there. You bring the zit to the surface, you pop it, ding-dong, the zit is dead.
Cool. Come on, Randy, let's go soak my pimple.
Brad, I'm looking for a hobby, but that's not it.
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, baby.
Hi.
You're a little late.
Mm-hmm. I took my teacher, Judith, out for coffee.
Great move. That'll guarantee you a C. If you want the A, you gotta give cash.
That's not why I'm doing it. I really like her.
That's great. Anyway, I'm doing the hot rod out here. I got the dash panel off. You wanna take a look at it?
Just hate knowing that Judith is going home to an empty house, though. A wonderful woman like that should not be alone. You know who would be perfect for her? Wilson.
Oh, no. You keep your filthy little mitts off Wilson.
Admit it, I'm on a roll. I'm the one who set up Al and Eileen.
You could have set Al up with a mop with a wig on it. He would have been happy. As a matter of fact, I think you did. They went to Chicago. We had a great time with him.
Wilson is lonely.
I think he likes being alone. Besides, you just can't set Wilson up with some woman off the street.
She's not just some woman off the street. She's faced incredible adversity. Her husband left her alone with two children and no money when she was 24 years old. She still managed to get a PhD.
Like, that's hard to do.
What exactly is your problem here?
What exactly do I know about this woman? PhD, a couple of kids? What are the important things? What kind of car does she drive?
I don't know. Some sort of station wagon?
Oh, no, 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 no. I did a station wagon once. It was a nightmare.
Tim, I'm setting her up with Wilson, not with you.
Well, if she's lonely, have her get her own Wilson.
Aha! I see what's going on here. You're afraid that if Wilson spends time with Judith, he's not going to have any time for you.
If they got married on the honeymoon, who would I talk to? It could be a very, very difficult week for me.
Well, that's true, because then we'd have to talk, and that would be a very difficult week for me.
Well, hi-ho, neighborette.
What are you doing?
Well, I'm hanging replicas of ancient clay bells from Crete. They're supposed to attract friendly spirits.
What do you know? Here I am. I know we're supposed to go over to your house for dinner tomorrow night, but I was wondering if you'd like to come over to ours instead.
Well, I do appreciate the invite, but I've already made the koftas for my Malay kofta curry.
I just wanted to introduce you to this professor that I really like.
Well, I have a cornucopia of koftas. Why doesn't the good professor come over to my place?
That would be great. You are really going to like her, Wilson.
Her?
Yeah. She is incredible. She's funny and smart, extremely attractive, and extremely available.
Jill, this wouldn't by any chance be a setup, would it?
A setup? No, 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 no. Definitely not a setup.
Well, I guess it'd be okay as long as there's no pressure.
Absolutely none.
Good.
Although you might want to wear those gray slacks you have in that blue sweater that brings out the color of blue in your eyes, and you should poof up your hair because you get that hat head thing.
Thanks, Dad. Because of your hot compress idea, my zit is the size of a tomato.
Well, I knew it'd bring the blood to the surface. I didn't think it'd make a permanent home there.
Little kids are going to come up to me and think that I'm a clown.
Oh, come on, Brad. Get over it. You're not going to do that. But just in case, maybe you should practice making those little balloon animals.
This is a nightmare. I'm going out with Jessica in a half an hour.
Okay. This problem needs a woman's touch. Brad, wake up to makeup.
No, I'm not wearing makeup.
If I were you, I'd be open to suggestions. Rudolph.
Welcome, Taylors. My, what a lovely bromeliad.
Wilson, I'm sorry Jill roped you into this.
I did not rope him into this. He's excited. Aren't you excited?
Well, actually, I'm quite nervous. I haven't really dated in 20 years.
Well, I can give you some pointers.
Oh, great. This from the man who, on our first day, brought me a bouquet of spark plugs.
No, really, Wilson, when you date a woman, they like to hear stories to tell how sensitive you are. I knocked Jill out with this one where I saved a little kitty cat drowning in a river. Remember that?
You said it was an old lady.
Kitty cat, old lady, you married me, didn't you?
Don't listen to him. Just be yourself, you know? Tell her about all that interesting stuff that you do.
Well, maybe I could tell her of the time I was in India and danced naked while my body was pierced by the swords of Siva.
Then again, you don't want to reveal too much on your first date. Okay, I'll get it.
Oh my.
Oh, are you okay?
Actually, I'm experiencing extreme diaphoresis. I'm sweating like a pig.
Thank you. Hi, Judith. This is my husband, Tim.
Hello, Judith.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. How's Jill at school? Does she listen to and follow directions, work and play with others?
Yes, but she gets a little rambunctious during nap time.
You should see her at home.
Whoa.
And this is Wilson.
Well, nice to meet you.
You too. Jill has told me so much about you. It's all been great.
Well, I am flattered.
The only thing she didn't tell me was your last name.
It's Wilson.
Oh, I thought that was your first name.
Wilson is my first name.
Well, it's not that unusual. I'm actually Tim Tim. This is Jill Jill.
Sorry. So would you like some white wine?
Yes, please.
I'll give you a hand.
Sure.
This is a very interesting house, Wilson. Or should I call you Wilson?
Judith, in addition to being my professor, mentor, friend, is also a renowned author.
Oh, hardly renowned. My book sold about 4 copies, 2 of which were to my children.
I wrote a book at once, How to Maintain Your Bench Grinder.
That sold no copies.
Well, it was probably more exciting than my book. It was called Psychophysiological Indices of Amorous Connection.
Among Termites of the Southwest.
How did you know that?
Because I have read it. It is wonderful. I mean, it's practically the Bible for anyone interested in the mating pattern of insects.
All 2 of you.
You see, I am quite the devotee of what I humorously term insexuality.
I can't believe you actually read my book.
Well, I've got it right here. I'll show you. Boy, we'll have to talk some insects over dinner.
Yeah. Because usually over here we eat insects for dinner.
Here it is.
You even dog-eared the pages. Now it's my turn to be flattered.
I gotta start a dating service.
Made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it. You made me want you, and all the time you knew it. You know you really knew it.
You're darn right I knew it.
Well, hi-ho, Tim.
Hi there, Wilson. Well, I haven't seen much of you in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I've been spending a lot of time with Judith. As a matter of fact, I'm sculpting her bust right now.
So, things are going pretty good, huh?
Oh, they are incredible. As the Japanese would say, Judith has become my ajin.
I don't follow.
Well, as they'd say in Tanzania, Judith has become my Rafiki Yangu Mpenzi.
In America, near Detroit, what would they say?
They'd say I am crazy about her. You know, Tim, I'd love to stay and chat, but I have to make dinner tonight. I promised Judith something romantic.
Like oysters or something?
No. I'm making haggis. It's a sheep stomach served dumpling style.
Hey. Great news. Wilson is making Judith's breast out of clay.
What?
You were right. You were right about them. He's crazy about her.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no? That's what you wanted.
I've just been talking to Judith. She's having serious doubts about the relationship.
Oh, no.
Judith says that Wilson has a problem with intimacy.
Oh, so he can't. Honey. I would have never known he wouldn't talk about something like that. So how? Oh, no wonder he's got all this stuff. Probably an old war injury or something, huh?
Not that kind of intimacy. I'm talking about emotional intimacy. Oh,
thank God it's nothing important.
He doesn't share his feelings. She's spent every day in the last 2 weeks with him, and she feels like she doesn't know who he is.
Well, tell her I've spent the last 15 years with him, and I don't know who he is. It doesn't hurt our relationship.
I think that she wants something more from the relationship. She wants to go to the next level.
What is it with you women and the next level? What's wrong with the level we're on? Just take the elevator and leave us the heck alone.
Every time she asks him about himself, all he does is intellectualize or say something weird.
He always says something weird. That's what makes Wilson Wilson Wilson.
I think you should talk to him.
No, I'm not.
No, you're the only one that's got a chance of getting through to him.
I'm supposed to go talk to that man about emotions and intimacy?
Granted, you're not the obvious choice. But desperate times call for desperate measures. If he doesn't open up to her, he's going to lose her.
Okay, moving to the next level.
Wilson, you home?
I'm in the kitchen, Tim, making my haggis.
Hey. You know, this stuff doesn't smell half bad. Pretty excited about having Judith over for dinner?
Oh, yes, indeed.
You really like her?
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Tim, is there something you want to tell me?
No, there's something Joe wants me to tell you. Judith is having a problem.
What kind of a problem? Is she all right?
Oh, she's fine. The problem is with you.
Well, I don't understand. Things were going so well. We even made plans to go to the Megalicia Festival to commemorate the end of the Punic War.
She says that she told Jill she doesn't even think she knows you, that every time she tries to get you to open up, you just say something intellectual.
Oh, my. I must be displaying the symptomatic behavior of the classic male emotional distancer, precipitating her to overfunction in the relationship, therefore causing deep-seated resentment.
So knock it off.
Well, Tim, I don't take easily to personal or emotional revelation.
No guy does. Opening up emotion is just a horrible thing women make us do.
Well, Tim, I'm just not sure that I can do that.
Yes, you can. Just use the word feel more, you know, like I feel hungry, I feel tired, I feel big, I feel small, I feel bloated.
Tim, I think that Judith and I weren't meant to be.
To be or not to be, that is not the question. You've got to learn how to open up to this woman, otherwise you could be all by yourself at that Milk of Magnesia festival.
So, are you enjoying your haggis?
It's very tender. Mm. What's in this?
That is sheep's liver and other assorted organs.
It's very filling. These are lovely candles.
Mm. Well, thank you. You know, I've always found it fascinating how a candle burns. The hot flame moves downward, thus melting the wax, which rises through the wick through capillary action. Oh, boy, that was dull.
Wilson, I think we should talk.
I know what you're going to say, Judith. I haven't been very open to you.
I just don't understand why a man who can talk brilliantly about anything can't tell me about the one thing I really want to know.
Well, my family never really talked much about personal matters. Especially my father, Wilson Wilson Sr.
What was he like?
He was a scientist who didn't put too much stock in emotions.
Must have been very difficult to grow up with a man like that.
It was. You know, I love my father. It always hurt me when he kept me at a distance. And the last thing I ever wanted was to be like him.
But you're not. You believe that feelings matter. I know that because I see the way you care about mine.
You know, Judith, I've never been open with a woman since my wife died. But I would really like to try with you.
I'd like that, too.
Well, maybe we can talk about it tomorrow at the Megalicia Festival. If you still want to go.
I wouldn't want to celebrate the end of the Punic War with anyone else. Even though I have absolutely no idea what the Punic War was.
Well, actually, it's fascinating. It was when Rome saved itself by... Oh, who the hell cares? They'll have beer. You know, Judith, not to bore you with more facts. The primitive man believed that the air he breathed had magic powers.
I'm not bored.
And when a man and a woman kissed, it was as if their souls were mingling.
It's a sister we've always wanted.
Hello, Bradina.
Well, laugh all you want. But I've been going out with Jessica for 2 weeks and she hasn't noticed one zit.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain the lipstick and the mascara.
Well, I dumped out all of Mom's makeup. Which do you think covers my zits better? Bashful beige or nearly nude?
This is too weird.
I got it!
Hi, is Brad here?
Yeah, he's in the kitchen putting on his makeup.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, Jessica.
What are you doing here?
I just thought maybe we could go to practice together.
Well,
Brad, are you trying to cover up that zit on your chin?
Oh, man. I knew I should have gone with bashful beige.
No, I think that bashful beige is too dark for you. You'd look better in posy pink.
I think I have that. All right, now, guys, you need to remember to apply it gently and, you know, blend thoroughly because... You always want that natural boy next door look. There you go. Good job.